Nice to see you all the week after Thanksgiving. I trust that everyone had a good Thanksgiving this past week. Hope you enjoyed family and friends and just good times together and had lots of turkey. But not that we need lots of turkey by any means. But, you know, I wanted to thank Mike for sharing that this morning, because sometimes when the Spirit of God moves, we don't always know or see it. And we don't hear about it. And it's a blessing, and it encourages our faith when we hear the testimonies of the Word of God. And one thing, as we were in the back this morning praying and getting ready for the service, somebody said something about it's nice to come and to realize that we have hope, that we are not without hope. And, you know, where would we be as men and women of God, as people, without hope? You know, I would be totally lost and devastated. I don't know where I'd be without hope. I don't know where I would be without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm so glad that Jesus is alive in my heart. And I'm glad that Jesus is alive in your hearts. And I'm glad that if you're here this morning and maybe you don't know that hope or understand that hope, or you've never had the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ in your heart, hopefully by the end of the service today, you'll have that opportunity and you will get on the road to having hope. And so I just want to praise God for my life. I thank God for the opportunity to share today. You know, it's always a pleasure and it's always an honor when you get to stand before Jesus Christ and give an account of what God has done in your life and what he's doing with you and through you and for you. And so this morning, I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. And I'm just so grateful that he chose to use someone like you and I to speak the Word of God in whatever capacity that it is. And So, with that, the first scripture that I want to talk about this morning, it's about Thanksgiving. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You know, a lot of us on Thursday celebrated Thanksgiving, and we were giving thanks. We were spending time with family members and just appreciating the family that we had, whether it's our own family, our flesh and blood family, or it's our family of God, you know, and just celebrating that time of Thanksgiving and just being able to come together and maybe sometimes putting aside those differences that we may have just for a short time to be with each other. And, you know, so as I was thinking about Thanksgiving, you know, 25 days, and we're going to be at Christmas time, and we're going to be thinking about the birth of Christ. So things happen so fast in our lives. But as we go this morning, I titled this message, "It's More Than Salvation." You know, and the "it" is going to become relevant a little bit later on. But it's more than salvation. See, if you're here this morning, and maybe you're without hope, or maybe things are going on in your life and you don't understand it. You're frustrated and you're tired. And you know, I don't personally know everybody. But, you know, if you're struggling in any way, God wants to move in your life. He wants to make things a settled issue in you. And, you know, how many of you have heard over the years talk about you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be Lord and Savior of your life, and you think, oh, what a foolish thing to do. But see, to us that are saved, it's the power of God. It's a lifestyle. It's a change. You know, it's us coming and acknowledging that we are sinners and that we're worthy of death and that we deserved anything that we got before we knew Jesus. But once Jesus came in and gave us salvation, he gave us a new hope, a new direction, so to speak, a new way. And that way is the way of the cross. And so life with Jesus Christ, it's not just salvation. It's not getting saved and sitting back and saying, I'm saved now. I'm going to heaven. I don't have to do anymore. No, there's so much more that God wants to do in your life. there's so much more that God wants to do with each of your individual lives. He wants to give you that good, full life. And so a lot of times when you hear people say, well, you became a Christian, you know, you're brainwashed and you're this and you're that. And you know, what better way to get your brain washed? And so today I want to say it's more than salvation, but it's not just salvation. It's so much more. And if that's all that Jesus ever did for us, that would be enough. But see, he didn't just do that. He did more. And as we go today, it's going to become more clear and more evident to you. And so in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I was looking this week as I was preparing for the message, and I was looking through, and Smith Wigglesworth was an evangelist in the 1900s, in the early 1900s. And he was quite a dynamic preacher. I believe he was 41 years old when he started his ministry. And one of the things that impressed me so much about Smith Wigglesworth, other than the fact that thousands of people made decisions for Christ and were healed and delivered and set free, but it said that he, when he read the Bible, he read it out loud. And he said, I read it out loud because, he said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as he was reading the scripture, and he did it on a regular basis, he says as he was reading the scripture, it said he was hearing it, and it was the word of God that was coming into his heart and his mind and changing his life, and not only in his mind, but in his spirit. And he said, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this morning, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit, just briefly. You know, over the last few weeks, over 4 or 5 weeks, Pastor Ron did a series on looking under the hood. And he talked about anger, anxiety, depression. And he talked about these things and how when we look under the hood, we get to the root cause of the problem. We just don't let it manifest. We fix it. And so, you know, and then also we had Mary Holland. She was here, I think, 4 weeks ago. And, you know, she brought a great message. She brought forth the word of God that wants us to be trained, to be built up as men and women of faith. And then last week, Dennis Heber brought the word about having anchors in our life. So what I want to say to you this morning is, look, you have a real opportunity. You know, these messages are all recorded, and they're on our website. And the advantage to that is you can go back and listen to this word over and over and over again and put it deep within your hearts and in your minds and in your spirits. Don't let just the word come out and fall on deaf ears and then leave on a Sunday morning, because God's word is truth, and he will change you. And if you're sitting here this morning and you wonder why things are troubling you in your life, if you wonder why things don't go like you think they should, maybe it's because we're not getting serious enough with God. Maybe we're not hearing the word and applying it to our life. You know, I sit in the back, and there's a lot of distractions back there, but one thing that I do, I try to pay attention to the word of God, because I know as a man of God, that's what's going to change me. That's what's going to make me new in Christ Jesus. It's the word. It doesn't matter who it comes from. It's great that it's coming from Pastor Ron, but when the word is spoken, it will not return void. And so you, as men and women this morning, have the opportunity to not only hear the word of God on a Sunday morning, but you have the advantage through technology to go back and listen. And, you know, as we're sharing about that, you know, we have a website, and it's called newhopeforyou.net. And see, take advantage of this website. It's the church website. It has all the sermons that have been preached for months and months and months and months. And see, you can go back at any time, and you can listen to one of these. And maybe you... You know, when Mary Holland was here, I've listened to that a couple of times, formula for winning. You know, what is the formula for winning? So you can go back and say, well, this is it. This is how I do it. Or you can go back and say, how do I fix the problems that I'm experiencing in my life? And you can go back to the series that Pastor Ron's been talking about, looking under the hood, and you can say, well, this is how I can fix it. This is how I do it. Maybe you were sitting in church and you were looking out the window, or kids were moving, somebody was moving around, and you miss it. And so sometimes we're just so easily distracted. Every one of us. You know, I was distracted last week. I was coming out of the sound booth. And, you know, I probably shouldn't tell this, but I was coming out of the sound booth and somebody said something to me and I looked away for a second and I missed the bottom two steps. And down I went and I rolled across the floor in front of the congregation. And I'm like, you know, was I hurt a little bit? Was my pride hurt? Absolutely. I felt really stupid, you know. But thank God that He protected me and it was just a minor thing. But I'm telling you, if you will begin to focus on what the Word of God is saying to you and I, if we will begin to take it serious and say, God, speak to me. What do you want for my life? You know, if you feel like you don't have any hope, there's hope in the Word. There's hope in the Scripture. But you have to go in and dig and find it. You are the ones that have to go do it. God's not going to mystically drop the words in your heart. It's not that He can't, but He's not going to mystically, like blind sheep, lead you and tell you how to do it. He gave us His Word. He gave us the Scripture that you and I could be thoroughly furnished as men and women of God to stand in the face of all adversity. So, again, I encourage you this morning, go to the website, make note of it, and listen to the sermons. Don't let it just pass you by. You can go back if there was something. Pastor Ron did a series on the end times. You know, if you have questions about the end times, you can go back in the website and you can look those things up. So, again, it's your choice, always your choice. But, you know, you talk about growth and you talk about change and you talk about moving forward. Well, see, that's how we move forward. We listen to the Word of God. We get in the Scripture for ourselves. We listen to what the men and women of God are saying. And then we apply it into our life. That's how we change. And he says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. Sometimes it's your sins that cause you not to be able to get direction and clarity from God. Sometimes it's just a distraction in your life. Sometimes we just ignore the truth, you know. Instead of praying for God's wisdom and His knowledge about things that the decisions that we're making in our life, we just say, we're big, we can make our own decisions, we don't need God's advice, and we just go for it. And so when it blows up in your face, you go, oh God, why did you let this happen to me? Why is all this trouble coming on me? Well, maybe it's because we don't seek the counsel of the Word of God or the men of God. You know, there's nothing wrong to running something by the man of God, you know, friends that you're a close confidence with. There's nothing wrong with running that by somebody and asking for advice. You don't have to listen. All you have to do is ask. Humble yourself and ask. You know, I know Pastor Ron. I've come to him with things. He's not going to tell me no. He's not going to say, I'm not telling you what to do. You figure it out yourself. He'll give me his advice. He'll give me his counsel. And then I have to make the decision. It's not his decision. If it screws up, I could go say, well, you told me to do this and it's your fault. Right? So it's your fault. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, you know, we have to use every tool that's available to us as men and women of God to live our life, to live a good, full, and holy life. And he says, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. So if there's a problem in your life and you feel like that you can't touch heaven, doesn't mean there's always sin in your life. But sometimes there's sin in your life. You know, as we partook of communion this morning, it says that, you know, to examine yourself. You know, ask yourself, is there something wrong with me? Is there any reason that I shouldn't do it? And if there is, then you should say, it's time to make it right right now. You repent and you move on. You don't stay there. I've got a friend that says, when you mess up, fess up and stand up. Keep moving, you know? And I find that very fitting because we all make mistakes, every one of us. Every one of us have problems in our life, but it's how we choose to deal with them is how the outcome is determined. But it said, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Look, every one of us here were in sin at one time or another. It said that all have sinned, and these are scriptures that you know. You know, I'm not telling you anything new, but all of us at one time in our life, everyone on this planet has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And it says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why did he die for us? He died for us to give us hope, to give us a new life, a new direction, a new purpose, a new call. You know, and I don't know what that direction, purpose, and call is for your life. Only you can decide. Only you can figure that out. Every one of us have to make choices and figure out what we're doing in our life. And then it's up to us to follow through and pray and seek God's face and trust him and believe that the things that we're doing, that's the best thing that we should be doing. Amen? Amen? And it says, the thief cometh not but for to kill or to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Okay, so this morning, if you're having troubles, you're experiencing problems in your life, whether it's family problems, financial problems, whatever problem you can think of, it says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. It's Satan that's trying to mess with your life. You know, he's trying to blow you off course. Like Dennis talked about an anchor stabilizes us. It keeps us from drifting. And see, the Word of God keeps you and I from drifting. It keeps us from going astray. So we've got to stay focused on what the Word of God is saying to us in our lives as individuals. And it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And God says, I have come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. So when you think of the word abundantly, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Finances, right? Money? Is that the first thing that comes to your mind? Well, see, it's not just money. It's a total package. It's a lifestyle. See, God wants to do more and more and more for us. He wants to take those things that held us back for all these years. He wants to take all those decisions that we've made in our life, and he wants to turn them, and he wants them to work out to our good. And he says, I have given you life abundantly. And see, that's what it is when you walk in Jesus. It's not, you know, I got to walk with Jesus because that's the right thing to do. No. I walk with Jesus because he gives me hope. He gives me peace. He gives me health. He gives me strength. He gives me hope for the future. You know, he gives you hope for the future. You know, this is a community of believers, and we've got to treat people here as a community because he loves us. You know, in the community of faith, you know, there's a wealth of knowledge. If you look out in this congregation right now, there's a wealth of knowledge that's sitting before you. And see, if you don't use that wealth of knowledge, if you don't have enough confidence in these men and women of faith, then that's your problem. I'm sorry, but, you know, I trust men and women. I've had people that I've known. They've given me advice. I listen. They weren't trying to run my life. Nobody's trying to run your life here. Pastor Ron doesn't need to run somebody's life. He's got enough problems in his own life and enough decisions in his own life, and not that he's got that many problems, but all the decisions that he has to make, right? So you have enough decisions and problems in your own life that you have to make. So you don't need my problems and Mike's problems and whoever's problems. See, you just need to go to God and let God work out the details. And it says, I am come that they might have life, and that they have it more abundantly. And so it says that in 1 John 3:8, it says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Whoa. He that commits sin is of the devil. It said, "For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." See, anything in your life that's not of God, it says that's why he came. He wants to destroy the works of the devil. He wants to destroy the things that are bugging you. And he wants you to have a full life of peace and victory and confidence in him. See, I don't have confidence in me. I don't have confidence that I'm doing great things. You know what I have confidence in and hope in? Is Jesus. See, he's the one that sits up, he sets our feet in a plain path. He leads and guides us and directs us. And, you know, if we will obey him and listen to him, then he will make that path lit. He will give us a perfect path. So, but it says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he would destroy the works of the devil." Now these are the works of the devil in Galatians 5:19 through 21. It said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these," and these are not all of them, there's 17 right here. "And adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, lasciviousness, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies," and you get it. You can read it for yourself. But what I want to encourage you this morning is I want you to look at the scripture and go home and look up what these words mean. Because you will begin to understand, as you understand the meanings of these words, what God is trying to destroy, whether it's in your life, the unsaved life, or the person that's just starting with their Christian faith. See, he's a complete God. He covers everything from beginning until end. You know, and he's with us from the time that we're born and even before, and he's going to be with us even after when we go into eternity to spend eternity with him. But in the process, we're going to be dealing with the works of the flesh. So I want to encourage you today, take the scripture, Galatians 5:19 through 21, and read it and look up the definition of each word. And I did, and I'm telling you, I mean, I could read it for you. I don't have enough time in the day, but I'm serious. You know, God wants to change you. He wants to change you from the inside out. He's not changing your outside, and then all of a sudden he's changing you inside. He came in the flesh, and he died for our sins, but it says now that we've received Christ, he's changing us from the inside. If I look at you, if you look at me, we can see a lot of imperfections in people. You know, one ear higher than the other, nose crooked, maybe, you know, one eyeball crooked or something. See, if we look at people, if we look at people's visage, you know, we're going to see imperfections. There's a lot of imperfections in all of us. But, see, God looks at the heart. And see, he's going to change your heart. He wants to change your heart. He wants to change your mind. And he wants to change your spirit. And see, when we allow him to come into our hearts and lives and be Lord and Savior of our life, it's not just salvation. It's a total package. From beginning to end, he wants to change everything that is harming you. Everything that is distracting you. Everything that is holding you down. And so the list goes on. It says, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, read it. Trust it. Believe it. See what he's saying. So when you think about the works of the flesh, it says, don't overcome evil. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So all of that list that we read, that we see, you can't win anybody with that list of problems that we have in our lives or that we have touched upon. Only God can deal with those and take them out of the way. And it says, but be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And when you look in Galatians 5:22 through 24, it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lust. Okay, so the former list that we looked at, when we're in Christ, we crucify that. We put it to death. Only you and I can keep bringing that up. But when we walk in faith in Jesus Christ, when the devil comes with an attack, whether it's a thought in the mind or an action in the body, we can say no in the name of Jesus. I'll think about whatever things are good, pure, honest, holy, and righteous. See, you can stop it. You can stop it with the word. Each one of us can stop it and have victory over problems in our life. So, you know, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lust. Okay, is your flesh crucified this morning? Or is there work in progress? There's some things that I'm doing right, and there's some things that I miss. How about you? See, but don't stop there. Don't let the devil beat you up with these things. He wants to take you beyond where you're at right now, and he wants to fulfill your life. From the time right now, he wants to fulfill us until the time we step over into heaven. You know, he wants us to live a good, full life. He doesn't want you beat up. He doesn't want you frustrated. He doesn't want you being stressed out. He doesn't want you oppressed or depressed. He wants you to trust him. Trust him with your very life. You trusted him with your salvation. Now trust him with your life. Give it over to him. Let him complete the work that he started at salvation. See, it's not just salvation. Let him complete the work that he started back then. And it said, I'll read this again, and it says, the thief comes not but for to kill or to steal, to kill, and destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's the it. Life. See, when we talk about it's more than salvation, it says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have life or might have it more, that they might have it more abundantly, sorry. But it's the life of God. It's the life of God in you. He wants to destroy and push down and deliver you from those things that are going on in your life so that you can live a life of peace and health. Okay? I thank God that I don't have to do this on my own. I thank God that I don't have to live my life without the body of Christ. I thank God that I don't have to live my life without Jesus Christ as being Lord and Savior of my life. But I can trust him with my whole heart. See, there's nobody in here that you can trust your whole heart to. Only Jesus. And see, Jesus will never leave you, forsake you, or let you down. You know, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And it says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And that's the it that we're talking about today. It is life. And see, he wants to bless you. He wants to move you forward. He wants to share your life with others. See, you are his hands and his feet. Every one of us, we're his hands and his feet. And see, there's something in each one of you that the people in your life, the people that are around you, they need from you. And you know what that is? Jesus, right? They need the Jesus Christ that's alive in your heart. They need the hope that's alive in your heart. They need the strength that's in you when the world is going crazy, when the world is falling apart. See, they don't know what to do, but when they see you at peace, one of the things that they look, how can you live at peace when everything around us says that we should be stressed out? And that's the opportunity that we take, and we can say, I'm not stressed because Jesus is the center of my life. He's my hope. He's my strength. He's my deliverer. Amen? So it's more than salvation, you know. If you're here this morning, you know, it's not just about coming and getting saved and, you know, you got fire insurance now. You're not going to go to hell. You know, you're going to go to heaven. You know, yes, salvation is is heaven, you know, the life of God, you know. But it says without faith. See, if you don't have faith in God, if you don't have faith that what the men of God are preaching, what the people of God are telling you, it says it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You can't do this without faith. We're trusting in a God that we've never physically seen. But we see him every day. We see him in our lives. We see him how he moves. And see, we see him how he's destroyed the works of the devil in our life and how he's given us peace and confidence and hope and a new purpose, a new purpose for living. See, that's what he is to us. He's the reason I live and breathe. Because, you know, I realized that without him, I don't know where I'd be. And I just kind of wondered if you know where you'd be. You know, you'd be lost without hope in the world. But it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And, you know, I want to close it out, and worship team, if you guys want to start coming up. But it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, he called you. It said you're chosen, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, and sometimes we're a little bit peculiar because we don't look and act like the world acts. But it says that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as we go this morning, let's walk out in the light of God. Let's walk out knowing that it's because of him that the light shines bright within us. It's nothing that we could ever do or say. It's because of the hope of Jesus Christ that lives within us. So, you know, if you're here this morning and you're frustrated, Pastor Ron, could you come up? If you're here this morning and you're frustrated and you need prayer, you know, things have been going on in your life and you're not really sure what's going on, you know. I'm not sure about all of you. If you need Jesus Christ, if you've never made a decision for Jesus Christ and you want to do so today, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and let me know if you would like to receive this Jesus, the one that gives us hope, that gives us life. Is there anybody in here that wants to receive him? Okay. And if you need prayer for anything, we're going to invite you to come up, no matter what it is, you know. God wants to heal you, deliver you, set you free. And again, I thank God for this opportunity to share. And, you know, God is an awesome God. And that, you know, and I want to close with that. God is such an awesome God that he can look beyond our faults and our shortcomings and bring us into newness of life. So, amen. So if you'd like prayer, I invite you to come up. Is there anybody here that needs prayer for anything?